The kids were really grooving at the Crest, a rock and roll toilet located on the back streets behind the Camden Road train station. The Alf Garnett Experience, or Age as they're affectionately known among fans, had kicked off their set with a new song entitled Bitch on Heat. The audience was in 4/4 heaven. When I look around me, the singer Phil Moronic announced, I can see that everyone knows the chick's place is at the back of the hall. Dolly Bird should hold their geezer's coat while he rocks out at the front. This next number is a cover which was originally done by a bunch of 15-year-olds back in 1977. This song has a message, and I hope everybody listens to it. The message is the same today as when Eater first performed it all those years ago. Any bitches who think they can fuck blokes around, take note. This is called Get Raped. 1, 2, 3, 4. As the band sped through the opening bars, there was a disturbance at the door. The bouncers were overwhelmed, and a gang of girls dressed in leather jackets and DMs raced into the pub wielding baseball bats. The Amazons' assault went unopposed as they charged into the room. The sheer unexpectedness of the attack gave them a massive psychological advantage. The crowd parted as if it was the sea responding to a command from Moses. The women were like a whirlwind, scattering blokes in their wake. Robin Rolls reached the stage and whacked Phil Moronic over the head with a bat. The singer slumped to the floor, knocked for six by a single blow. The music ground to a halt as the sisters smashed guitars and amps. The drummer ran through a side exit, thereby escaping the righteous blows of the Valerie Solanas commander and their crew. But his kit was trashed in retaliation. Death to boy rock, someone shouted through a microphone. Go and get fucked, a sexist retard shot back as he ran for the exit. Robin Rolls was pleased with the night's work. Boy rock was a sonic abortion. Blokes simply didn't understand the subtleties of the hypnotic beat invented by women priests several decades before the first pyramid was built. Girl rock revolutionaries intuitively grasped the ways in which a 4/4 rhythm could be used as a means of mind control. The Valerie Solanas Commando implanted many a message in the collective brain of their audience, but they were very careful about how this was done. In stark contrast, reactionary boy rockers failed to master the forces with which they toyed, and as a consequence, inflicted a great deal of psychic damage on their fans. That was also in my collection of stories called No Pity. You must have realised that short stories don't sell as well as novels, so you have to work a bit harder on selling them, which is why I keep doing selections from the short stories and not the novels. We had a request earlier for Frenzy of the Flesh, and this again is a sort of distasteful critique of serious culture.